Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
You've got it tuned to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle and streaming worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters down here in the KEXP studios with Sydney band Party Dozen, or Potty Dozen, as I prefer to say. We're so happy to have you here. Welcome. You're listening to Party Dozen live in the KEXP studios.
Dun 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 d
You're listening to KEXP, where the music matters, live in the studio with Party Dozen. Live in the KEXP studios with Party Dozen.
We'll be right back.
Rocking out with Party Dozen live here in the KEXP studios. That was so much fun, even from this side of things. I loved it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. And I want our listeners to know that it's just two people making all this magnificent noise. Christy and Jonathan, we're so happy to have you here today.
Thanks so much.
You have such a unique style, and it sounds like you both have musical backgrounds. How did you start playing music together and sort of evolve into what Party Dozen has become?
We've been playing in bands for like 10 to 12 years since we met, and eventually we decided, let's just do a band with two of us. There was too many people involved, so it was way simpler. I just play drums, Kirstie plays sax, run some loops. And it turned out to be very like self-serving, but hella fun. So it made sense.
Yeah, we both have some training. I actually was a clarinet player before turning to saxophone when I realized that not the best instrument to translate to rock music, the old clarinet. Sax goes heaps better. So but it's just so much fun.
You're so adept on the sax. I mean, is that an easy transition? I know they, similar. Similar in some ways.
Yeah, I think they're pretty similar. They're like the same notes, more or less, in terms of like the finger movements and stuff. So it's you can kind of switch between.
How did that style evolve? I mean, when you yell into that saxophone, the whole crowd goes wild. Even this morning, talking to a coworker, walked in and said, "Party Dozen's coming in. I mean, she's going to yell into that sax. I cannot wait."
That was like on our first record, we wanted to put some vocals on a track and we were just sort of messing around and Jonathan just said to me, like, why don't you just try and do it through the sax mic? And at first it used to really embarrass me. I don't know why. I used to feel really self-conscious doing it, but nah, it's sick. I love it.
It's badass is what it is. It looks great. It sounds great. Improvisation seems to have a big role in what you do in your writing and recording process. Being a band that creates these vast and brooding soundscapes and so many different layers, how do you approach that when writing and recording? And is it hard to know when to stop? Is it a laborious process or does it come pretty quickly?
You usually know pretty quick if it's a good song or not. And we'll have the jam like three or four times, have four takes at it. And by the last take, you've kind of got a good idea of what the structure is, I think. And then, we'll just kind of pick the best one.
Yeah, I think we're both really like vibe based in the studio. So if something doesn't feel right, we just move on. We don't like try and go back to stuff that's not really working. We're just happy to keep on moving and keep on pushing and find new sounds that feel right in the moment.
And you do everything yourselves, is that right?
Mostly, yeah. We're pretty control freaks.
Yeah, John is a mix and mastering engineer as his day job. So we just have a little studio. It's like 9 square meters or something. It's really tiny, but we would record everything in there and it's perfect.
You explore a lot of musical territory and you kind of mix it up from album to album. Tell me about your latest record, The Real Work, which I absolutely love. Where did the inspiration or the catalyst for that come from?
Yeah, thank you. And I guess every record, we're always trying to find new sonic territory that we haven't quite explored yet, but always trying to rock, I think. We always just want to rock. And yeah, so the new one, it's a bit of new stuff. It kind of gets a bit slower, a bit quieter than we've done before. And we also tried to push the other way and get louder and as hectic as we can possibly get.
I think as well we were sort of exploring this theme of like that Party Dozen, it's work, but it's like really, really enjoyable work for us, that it doesn't feel like that. Like we sort of like keep on pushing and pushing and pushing until we feel like it's no work at all doing it because it's just so much joy in the project for both of us. And then we always just like to make sure everything has like a spectrum with our record so that it's not just like all, throwing against the wall, like with sound so that your ears get a bit of a break. And then even with this one, we put some strings on the last track as well, which was kind of fun, making sort of a bit more cinematic, a bit more orchestral sounds as well.
I love that cinematic feel. It definitely stands out in this. Are there other sort of art forms besides cinema that inspire the work?
I'd say cinema is a huge one. Yeah. I feel like I get a lot from old films and just small ideas from watching movies. And, I haven't listened to a lot of new music that I've been taken by, sadly. I don't want to be a downer.
Yeah, but you're also going through this music time in your life where you're listening to a lot of old music that you haven't ever listened to before.
There's a lot back there to discover, and I keep getting told about new stuff, and I'm like, how did I miss this?
That's the great thing about the recorded format. It's always there to be discovered, and something old is brand new to someone every single day.
Exactly. And, you know, in 20 years' time, you're going to be like, how did I miss that really great record from 2023 when I was saying I wasn't listening to any new music?
True.
Well, you talked about playing with other bands, bigger bands before, and just bringing it down to the two of you. And so far, Party Dozen has just been the two of you. But when you decided to look for an outside contributor, you were not fooling around. You really shot for the fences on that one. Tell me a little bit about that.
So our track Mac of the Mutt, we recorded it maybe last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we finished it and we really loved it straight away. The vibe was really cool. We were both really excited. And Jono said, the only thing that could make this better is if we put Nick Cave on the end of it. And you want to tell the rest of it?
And we asked Nick Cave and Nick Cave said, sure.
As easy as that.
It was. He just rang Jono and said, I've got an idea. I'm going into the studio today. And it was like in our inbox 12 hours later.
Well, I always say, if you don't ask, it won't happen.
That's right.
Sure.
And, and that led to you being invited to play All Points East, where Nick was the headliner. That was in London. Did he actually come out on stage with you for that one?
No, unfortunately not. No, we were playing it like, you know, first on or something in the day.
And he wasn't awake yet.
Yeah.
Actually, he's an early riser. Probably not.
That doesn't surprise me. He feels like he just doesn't get much sleep at all.
He's got a lot. He's a very busy boy.
He is.
Well, that must have been a dream come true and such a wonderful addition to an album that is incredible from beginning to end. It's called The Real Work, out on Temporary Residence, a fantastic label.
Thank you.
And again, so wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in to share these songs with us.
Thanks so much, Cheryl.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our wonderful viewers and listeners for making sessions like this possible. You can find out more about KEXP and make a donation at kexp.org. Once again, thank you so much for this great in-studio session with the Party Dozen.
Thanks.